Congratulations on completing the Power to Shape Your Destiny. You now have a complete set of tools for reaching any destination you choose. But that's assuming you've chosen a destination, have you? Well, that's what this bonus session is all about. Tony Robbins has developed a unique system for selecting and moving towards your goals with more precision and speed than you may believe is possible. But dust off your journal and get ready with pen in hand and an eager spirit as Tony teaches you how to make the impossible possible.
Rarely do you achieve what you want by general terms. You can move in a direction with general terms. But if you want to achieve something, the more specific you get, the more powerful it is, and the quicker you'll be able to achieve something. Clarity is power. So there is a goal-setting process that I have done for myself on average twice a year, usually minimum, for 23 plus years. I started out doing it when I was 17, and out of that situation, I generated virtually everything I have in my life. And probably the most powerful time in my life was at that time, 17, 18, because the level of jump I had to make from where I was to where I wanted to be was larger than any other time in my life. And so I want to take you through the process. It's very simple, it's very easy, it's very fun, but also it's very profound in its impact and its results. And I can tell you that because for 23 years, I guess now, probably 22 realistically, I've been teaching it. And so I've gotten to see the results not only in my own life, but in other people's lives as well. And the process is really fundamental. It really comes down to the fact that most people in life never really get clear about what they want, and one reason is not just that they're general, but because they're afraid to be clear about what they want with precision and timelines. Why might they be afraid? They'd be afraid they might, that's right, and then they'd feel disappointed, they'd feel insignificant, they'd feel uncertain, et cetera, et cetera. So to take loose of that, the way you do that is you just go into a brainstorming mode. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through this process. And the first time I did this process really intensely, it was virtually, it seemed impossible, the goals I set. In fact, I went to Russia, actually it was still the Soviet Union at that time, and communism was everywhere, and I had the opportunity to go over there and travel across the country, and I was just starting my firewalking, and the Russians wanted me to come over, the Soviet Union wanted me to come over to study that, and they offered in trade an opportunity to meet some of the people who supposedly could move objects with their mind, telekinesis and so forth. And I was going to get a chance to meet all the top scientists there. There was a group of 12 scientists from America, and then I was included as a 13th person, and we were supposed to do this. And I bought a map of the Soviet Union, which I still have to this day, from those days. I bought there locally. And on the back of it, I laid out basically my life's plan for the next 20 years. And I took out of those 20 years the things I was going to accomplish in the next year. And I took things that were physical and things that were emotional and financial and spiritual and business and everything else. At that stage of my life, the goals I set seemed absolutely insanely impossible. Now, the ones I knew I could achieve was the emotional one, because I figured I was in control of my emotions or my body, right? You can control that, or even spiritually, my relationship with God. But things like the business side or the financial side, the things I set up were so huge. But what I didn't do is I didn't limit myself. What I did is I said, I'm going to go into a mode as if it's Christmas morning or Christmas Eve, and I know anything I ask for will show up on Christmas morning. No matter what, I'm going to be as innocent and as faith-filled as a child. And I'm not going to think about how to do it, because if I try to figure out how to do it, I'll go, it's impossible. I'm just going to think about what it is I really, really want, and I'm going to operate as if desire, desire of the Father, that if I have the thought and the desire strong, the moment I have the desire, the way to make it happen is already built into me. And I don't have to know what it is right now. All I got to know is what I want, and I got to know why I want it enough. So I have strong enough reasons to figure it out, because reasons come first, answers come second. You get a big enough why, you can figure out how. But most people never even get to the reasons because they never fully allow themselves to dream totally. So I did this, and I dreamed everything I was going to do in the 20 years, brought it down to a year. 1 year later, less than a year later, about 10 months later, Life magazine was sitting in my living room. I'd moved from my 400 square foot bachelor apartment to a 10,000 square foot castle. I had gone every aspect, my physical body, my emotions, my relationship, everything had changed. And I had this person in Life magazine, he was interviewing me, and I pulled out my map and I showed her everything I'd done, and I'd accomplished about 95% of what was on the list in a year. Many of things were 5-year goals, by the way. And it was like magic, so I was addicted. I did it from then on. Not only do it from then on, but I used it with other people as well. And part of the process for me was not only doing it, but was fully what? Anybody guess? Associating as if it was already done.